that one word from her would bring him back, so she must not utter that word ever. If the days were long and bitter with a sense of failure, she must bear it in silence. Patty hadn't been the man of her choice, but a better man than Patty never lived. She was one of those people whose feelings are so intense they become unbearable, unlivable, and her lesson had been a harsh one. For almost 25 years she had been crushing emotion out of existence, and she was convinced that in the end persistence would succeed. Life went on in the rhythmic, endless cycle of the land. The following summer the rains came, not monsoonal, but a byproduct of them, filling the creek and the tanks, suckering the thirsting grass roots, sponging away the stealthy dust. Almost weeping in joy, the men went about the business of the patterned seasons, secure in the knowledge they would not have to hand-feed the sheep. The grass had lasted just long enough, eked out by scrub-cutting from the more juicy trees. But it was not so on all the ghillie stations. How many stock a station carried depended entirely on the grazier running it. For its great size, Drogheda was understocked, which meant the grass lasted just that much longer. Lambing and the hectic weeks that followed it were busiest of all in the sheep calendar. Every lamb born had to be caught. Its tail was ringed, its ear marked, and if it was a male not required for breeding, it was also castrated. Filthy, abominable work which soaked them to the skin with blood, for there was only one way to wade through thousands upon thousands of male lambs in the short time available. The testicles were popped out between the fingers and bitten off, spat on the ground. Circled by tin bands incapable of expanding, the tails of male and female lambs alike gradually lost their vital blood supply, swelled, withered, and dropped off. These were the finest wool sheep in the world, raised on a scale unheard of in any other country, and with a paucity of manpower. Everything was geared to the perfect production of perfect wool. There was crutching. Around the sheep's rear end the wool grew foul with excrement, fly-blown, black and lumped together in what were called dags. This area had to be kept shaven close, or crutched. It was a minor shearing job, but one far less pleasing, stinking and fly-ridden, and it paid better rates. Then there was dipping. Thousands upon thousands of bleating, leaping creatures were hounded and yanked through a maze of runs, in and out of the fennel dips, which rid them of ticks, pests, and vermin.